Hey, welcome to today's Word of Encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled Words Reflect Our Heart, was written by Marvin Williams. How do you eliminate foul language? A high school chose to institute a no foul language promise. The students took an oath saying, "I do solemnly promise not to use profanities of any kind within the walls and properties of our school." This was a noble effort, but according to Jesus, no external rule or pledge can ever cover the odor of foul speech. Removing the stench of the words that come from our mouths begins with renewing our hearts. Just as people recognize the kind of tree by the fruit it bears, Jesus said that our speech is a convincing indicator of whether our hearts are in tune with Him and His ways or not. Fruit stands for a person's speech, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Christ was pointing out that if we really want to change what's coming out of our mouths, we first have to focus on changing our hearts as He helps us. External promises are useless to curb the foul language that comes forth from an untransformed heart. We can only eliminate foul speech by first believing in Jesus and then inviting the Holy Spirit to fill us. He works within us to inspire and help us to continually offer thanks to God and to speak encouraging and edifying words to others. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. "No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, may the words that we speak reflect your presence and your place in our life and bring honor to you. Would you please work in us through your Spirit to cleanse any unwholesome attitudes and speech that really don't bring honor to you? Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.